Hi, I'm Curtis.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. Yeah, welcome back. It is season 4, episode 2. Guys, how are we doing?
Hello.
All good, yeah.
Good, glad to hear it. Good week. Have we got lots to talk about today? Because I've had the quietest week. Like, I'm relying on you two here to fill the gaps.
I have been getting up to a couple of things. Melissa, I hope you're going to pick this up.
Yeah, I feel like I've
Please.
I've got a couple of things to talk about, yeah.
Okay, I'm starting to feel we should have just took the week off.
I know, yeah.
Take 3 weeks off, come back for 1 week, and then go, sorry, I'll just take another week off. Yeah, we're going to catch up about that in a second. This week, we're chatting about things that are overrated or underrated. We've got a list of things that, what would you say, like...
Yeah, do you know, well, like, I suppose we'll get into it later in the episode, but one thing that, like, Mondays, I think Mondays are underrated.
Wow.
Everyone's always like,
statement.
Oh, it's Monday, I don't want to go, like, it's Monday?
We'll get
first
into
start
that.
Of the week?
Like, we'll get into that, because okay. I have a feeling we could chat about Mondays for a bit.
More.
Yeah, you
know,
see.
Yeah.
Let's save that for later on in the episode. Have we got a listener of the week this week?
We do indeed. This week's listener of the week is Nicole McCune.
Nicole.
Big ups, Nicole. Thank you so much.
You followed us
over on the What's Happening Instagram.
Yeah, so if you want to be listener of the week, we will give you all those details later on. Right now, though, let's catch up over what has been happening over the last sort of 7 days. Some highlights of the 7 days. Mine, I'm going to start because it's rubbish.
I love how we're starting off on a low and then building up.
Well,
the
this
high.
Is what I mean. Yeah, let's save the best for last. I just feel like this week I have been trying to do stuff in between rain showers, and that's it. Like, it's literally been hammering down, and then you've got half an hour to do something, and then so usually for me it's like walking the dog. So it's kind of like, Alfie won't go out in the rain, so once the rain stops, I've got to go out and walk him, and then it starts raining again, and I'm just kind of sitting around the house.
Does he not even have like a wee coat that you could put on him?
He has a coat, but he still doesn't like going in it, because his coat only covers his body.
It's wee legs.
I saw somebody do this on Instagram the other day, and I thought this is a great idea. We can take him out into the back garden now that we're in the house and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Still won't go out because it's raining. So right. I was out with an umbrella.
Oh, really?
Me and the dog under the umbrella, just so he could go to the toilet.
Can you not get, like, wee doggy boots?
You can get wee boots, but he doesn't like... He walks with his legs out when you've got boots on him. He doesn't like them. You can get a coat that has, like, an umbrella built onto the back of it.
Oh, my God.
So it's, like, a wee coat, and then it's just an umbrella. I might actually get one of them. So I've been doing that. I've been going to the gym, which is... pretty much it. I also did the laziest thing I think I've ever done, and this was the highlight of my week, right?
Which is?
So working in the house, just doing a bit of work at the desk and stuff like that there, and the rain was rubbish outside. It was a morning time. Really wanted to go and get a coffee, and I thought, I'm not going out in that rain.
Right.
So I just eated, if that's the right word.
Just eated?
Just eated.
Just ate.
Just, okay.
A coffee.
No, you didn't.
I ordered a coffee on just
eat. Was it not cold?
No, it came fine. The only thing, like, the delivery was more expensive than the coffee itself.
Oh, my God.
What the heck?
You didn't get, like, a muffin or anything with it, no?
No, great. I would have went down to the shop and got a coffee,
yeah.
Except the rain was atrocious. And I just thought, nah, I'm not doing that. So just ate cappuccino.
Oh, my God.
So it was the weirdest thing. The door goes and this guy, like, he didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
I think he was so upset that's all I'd ordered.
Yeah.
But, I mean... the way I look at it, the delivery fee is still the same,
exactly,
regardless
yeah.
of what I'd ordered,
yeah.
you know. So, yeah, ordered a coffee. Didn't know you could do that, but you can.
Yeah, now you know.
So, yeah, that's that.
Will you do it again, though?
100%. 100%.
So we could just eat a few coffees here.
Yeah.
We could, absolutely. Well, sure, we were doing the breakfast show and I was going to Uber Eats McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
And then you didn't want anything.
Well, it's so close as well.
How long did it took me, like, literally... 7 minutes, I think it was.
7 minutes to go get a McDonald's and come back.
And then
crazy.
Melissa outed me on the radio. Yeah. Literally went on and could have been the McDonald's.
What did you get?
I didn't get anything.
Well, I was kind of worried that the boss would be listening, and I thought, it's a Sunday morning.
Yeah,
it's a Sunday morning. He's not listening. So yeah, just eating, sorry. Coffee was the highlight of my week. You can do that. There's some knowledge for you. Can somebody pick this up, please? Please.
Go on, Connor.
Okay, I'll go. So I've just been busy with work. I've been going to the gym quite a bit. I'm like trying to get into a routine of like just
going to the gym,
getting up in the morning
yeah.
and getting it done. So yeah, I've been enjoying that. Went for some lunch on Sunday with Liv. So I'd mentioned on last week's episode that I started doing the Ruben's meals.
Oh, yeah.
So did it last week for the first time, and they were really nice. And then because I'm only here for half of the week, there was no point in doing it because you can't do half a week. So on Sundays, me and Liv, obviously with like the good weather, when that was a thing like over the last couple of weeks, we started going out for like Sunday lunches and like going for like wee ice creams and stuff after it and going for walks around the park. And we did that again this Sunday and still went and got an ice cream, but ate it in the car because it was lashing down. What else have I been getting up to? Got a plaque last night, which was quite cool.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw it on your Instagram.
So shout out Ministry of Sound and Sony for sending me like a silver, it's like a platinum disc for Paul Wilford's track Looking For Me.
That's very good, Connor.
Yeah. She's showing off now, isn't
it? That was a nice little present. Thank you. I didn't do anything. Like, I just played it on the radio and that was it.
Well, hang on. No, I've played it like a million times too. Where the hell's my plaque? And you too, Melissa. You do a show. It's bound to have been on there.
Yeah. I think I was I'm not going to say the first to play it.
Was
I think
the first,
Okay.
I feel like what you should do is that plaque that you have.
You give it to Melissa.
Well, no, don't give it to Melissa. Take it to an engraver's.
Right.
And get our names on it as well.
Yeah.
The What's Happening podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Although we've never played it on the podcast itself.
Yeah, but it's fine.
I feel like we deserve a chunk of it, you know? Like,
I think.
We're just completely stealing this. Sorry about that, mate.
I think that's it. Like, I haven't really, like you, mate, I haven't really been getting up to much.
There's a definite trend that when the weather's rubbish, life kind of stops.
There's nothing to do, is there?
There's nothing to do.
No.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's been pouring it down.
Yeah.
We do know, though, that Melissa has been, like, out and about doing stuff, filming videos and stuff, so.
Oh, here, I watched Ghostbusters last night.
Oh, the original?
No,
the new one?
The one? Michelle McCarthy?
Yes, it is.
That's her name, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
very
so
good.
Good.
It's really, really good.
So
is it
good.
Melissa McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy. There you go.
Melissa McCarthy, yes. Yeah. She's hilarious, too.
She's
so
really,
funny.
Really good, yeah.
And, yeah, that's it. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. Melissa,
I actually don't know if I can pick it
bring
up that
something
much.
To the table.
I have also been going to the gym quite a bit, 4 times a week, still smashing it out. I was super busy with work last week, which almost kind of threw me off. My brother is now in Australia. He's in the quarantine hotel. His food is unreal. I think he's going to get a stone. But he was running up and down the hotel room yesterday.
Well, yes, I didn't know that I followed your brother on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this the other day. And then I saw somebody like saying in hotel quarantine in Australia. And I was like, who's that? And then I looked and it was your brother. And I was like, I did not know I followed. It was from the whole tea boy thing. Do you remember you were tea guy?
Yeah.
That's where that originated from.
Cheers for bringing that up again.
You haven't brought us a wee cup of tea in a while, Connor.
You don't drink tea?
I do drink tea.
Oh, well, I'll bring you. Yeah, I'm here next week. I'll bring you a cup of tea next week.
Speaking of takeaway, just before we let Melissa crack on, did I tell you about the drive-thru in Ards that I went to get the coffees this morning?
No.
So it was Del Piero's, right?
Yeah.
And it's nice. Their coffee's great. The only downside is the window is on the wrong side.
Oh.
So like you drive in and the window is on the passenger side of the coffee.
Why would they even think that's a good idea?
Surely, like you, did anybody say anything? Was it an awkward exchange?
Well, I had to take my seatbelt off, lean across out the passenger window with my phone with Apple Pay, and then at the same time the girl was like hanging out the window and like grabbing onto the side of it.
And
just to
did you not say what's the story
car.
With this?
I feel like we both knew that it was happening, and there's nothing we could really do about it.
Yeah,
like it's very much the elephant in the room.
Because
you know,
it used to be a Burger King there, didn't it?
Did actually, yeah.
Yeah,
and it would have been the same then.
Yeah. Like why?
That's
I suppose
weird.
The way that. If you were to go in the correct way, that you would be, you could still do it. You need to drive on up and then come back.
Just cross the road. It's across, like, so you'd have to cross the other lane, which is no big deal. I'm wondering if it's because in case the traffic backs up then onto a roundabout, there's a roundabout to get in. Maybe that's what it is. We're talking about Ard Shopping Centre here, by the way, if you've ever been. If you haven't, just completely ignore all of that. You get your coffee somewhere else. Get it just eaten to your door.
Yeah.
Sorry, Melissa, crack on.
It's absolutely no problem. So last week, I just felt like I was chasing my tail last week. It wasn't ideal, but I did end up having a really lovely weekend. I went to a brunch on Sunday, which was so nice. Like, it was kind of the first event that I had been to in such a long time. First time seeing like a group of people again. And it was nice vibes. It was nice to get all dressed up. and I really, really, really enjoyed it. And then Scott took me on a date night on Sunday night, and we went out for dinner and a couple of drinks, because my date night always has to be on a Sunday night, because I can't really go for drinks on a Friday or Saturday because we've got the breakfast show.
I mean, you can. It's never stopped me.
I've done it a few times myself, but I'd rather stay out later and have a, you know.
Fair point, yeah.
Have a few extra drinks. Mm-hmm. I like to, if I'm doing
three
the breakfast
Copper
show.
Pushing the boat out.
Two shots of water.
I'll have another wee shot of water here before getting the taxi.
So, yeah, if I've got work, I'll try and get home for like 9 o'clock, you know. But I was able to stay out later and have a few drinks and enjoy the live music, which was so nice. And then yesterday I was filming with Cool and we went to Todd's Leap, and I did the zip line down through the forest. And then I did this off-road driving thing where they strap you into the back of the car. And now I was filming for Tourism NI, so I was going on to film at a gin distillery after. And I was like, am I going to get wet or muddy here? And they were like, well, our slogan is something like muddy something. I don't know what the slogan is, but it had the word muddy in it.
Your worst nightmare.
I was no, but I would love it if I didn't have to go film. But I was like, I'm wearing white. No, seriously, am I going to get muddy? And they were like, no, no, you'll be fine. But I could tell they had sarcasm in their tone. And I was like, can you be honest with me? Am I going to get muddy? Because I can't turn up to the next stage of filming. Like, it's so unprofessional, covered in like mud water hair.
Yeah.
You know, it was mud water in my face. And they were like, oh, well, you are. And I was like, okay, have you got anything? Like a raincoat or something? And they give me a big poncho, you know, like people wear at festivals.
Yeah.
And I had it up over my head. And it kept me so dry, because they took me through what was called the big puddle, and you'll see it, you'll see it, the video will be on the Kill FM Facebook like
big
next week
puddle.
It was called the big puddle for a reason. The water sprayed up and over and then down onto me. Crazy.
And what was this, like the zip line?
No, this was the off-road driving.
Oh, so the car goes through the big puddle.
Yeah,
right.
But like, you're in the back and it's like not an enclosed vehicle, you know, it's just bars above you.
Not
really like a roof. So got soaked but was dry, do you know what I mean? And then we went on to the gin distillery, which I really, really, really enjoyed. I'd never been to a gin distillery before. And it was so interesting, so that was really good.
What do you mean, like, did you learn about the gin, like, distilling process?
Yes, and it is the this guy is so smart, and it is the only, they're the only place in the world that make their gin that way.
Oh, really?
It's completely, it's so much more sustainable than the usual way of making gin. It's just so interesting. I enjoyed it so much. It's called Symphonia Gin. It's the Wood Lab Distillery in the Moy. Do you know where the Moy is?
Yes.
I'd actually recommend people go on that tour. I learned so much and I loved it.
And like a proper professional, you're not going to give away the secrets. We're going to have to go and find out for ourselves.
Yeah,
we'll never know.
You.
No,
we'll never know.
Did you get any free samples?
Yeah, they give me three little mini bottles of their flavour. They do apple gin.
Ooh,
that'd be nice.
Apple gin. Like, I'd never heard of apple gin. Really nice.
There's some really, really good flavours of gin. Like, my brother bought me this rhubarb and sort of... No, sorry, it wasn't. It was raspberry. He bought me it for Christmas and I never opened it. And then I just thought, it's not up my street. And then someone recommended it with like lemonade.
Yeah.
So I mixed the two of them together and it is incredible.
Like, I love gin.
And the thing with the flavoured gins is they don't taste alcoholy. Like, they're so easy to drink.
Yeah.
And but they have this one gin called Fruit Cup and he served it with Prosecco. I was like, what?
He's like, gin and Prosecco. Yeah.
I'd never heard of anybody doing that before. Like, surely that's rocket fuel. Definitely.
100%.
Yeah.
So I couldn't drink it. Like, I had to drive back. So in the video, I'm like pretending to sip. Because obviously the woman looking after me, you'll know who it is.
Yeah.
She was like, Melissa, don't drink that. Melissa, don't drink that. Honestly, I didn't cover this in the health and safety brief. And I was like, okay,
well,
it's fine.
That's what it was like. Do you remember we went to film that thing with Carlsberg when the pubs were opening up again? And obviously we both drove there. And this was like, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, wasn't it? And they were like, now pretend to enjoy those pints of Carlsberg. And
we'd like nearly finished it.
We were gutted. Like, we were tiny, tiny wee sip. And the thing was, like, making those videos, you need to do so many takes.
Yeah.
And it's like, take another wee sip. And you're like, if I take another sip, I'm going to be steaming. Like, I'm going to... Forget work. I'm just going to sit here and order another beer.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest thing. Those were like, it had been so long since I'd had a pint. And I mean, just to cover like the legality of it, we had a sip each and that was it. Like, we didn't drink the beers.
Yeah.
Connor's like, yeah, we did.
Connor's like, yeah, steaming mate. No, but that was honestly, hands down, the nicest sip of beer I've ever
had. It was really nice. Yeah, because I don't think we'd been out for like a beer in a year.
Yeah, it had been so long since I'd had one physically pulled from a tap.
Yeah.
And it was just... Oh, It's incredible.
It was like, great.
And I always said I would go back and finish that beer, and I haven't done it yet. So that's something we need to do. Go back there for a beer.
Yeah.
Anything else, Melissa, before we move on?
That's it.
What a week.
Yeah.
We've gone from doing loads to doing nothing.
I did have a really busy week, but it was all like work-related stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't need to tell you about the reel I made up for Instagram. Do you know?
That's very true.
I don't need to tell you about the gym sessions. No.
Connor, no taxes or anything you need to tell us about? No?
No, I've got a lot going on this week, so I'll have a lot of content next week.
I'll tell you what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh my gosh. I booked a holiday!
Where are you going to?
Croatia.
Lovely.
No, when? Next weekend. This weekend.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Which is, because I'm away to Meath then, so my holiday's just not as exciting. Because Melissa, she told me she was taking those weeks off, or that week off, the breakfast show.
And I took those days off for my sister's birthday. Mm-hmm. I said, we are going away. Whether that be, you know, I really wanted to go to Mykonos in Greece, didn't go green. Now, I can go to Amberless places, double vaccinated over here, so can my sister, but my best friend isn't, and we want her to come with us.
Yeah.
And she can't quarantine for 10 days, so we waited for somewhere to come on the green list. We had looked at Italy, like Positano, we had looked at Greece, Mykonos, and we had looked at Croatia. We've both been to Croatia before, loved it, it's amazing. So, like, I don't love going back to places I've been before, but I haven't been on holiday in ages, and it went great. So we're going. And my sister hasn't been, and it's her 30th birthday, so she's going to love it. So I'm so excited. But I booked that time off thinking, like, look, if we don't get anywhere, we're going to London, or we're going to Manchester, or we're going to Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. Like, Edinburgh's meant to be gorgeous. Really wanted it's on holiday, though, so we've got it booked.
You've been to Croatia before, you said?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Amazing. We did island hopping, my best friend and I, before we did Hvar, Dubrovnik and Split.
Mm-hmm.
This time we're going to Split, and we're staying slightly outside of it, because if you stay in the city centre, you can't get... Well, you can, but there's not that many nice hotels with pools.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go on holiday and lie by the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I want a pool. I want to feel like I'm on a sun holiday. So we're staying slightly outside it. We've got a hotel, like, on the beachfront.
Yeah.
So I'm so buzzing.
Because I have 3 weeks off in, like, the end of August, September. And I'm trying to, like, coach Liv into going away on a holiday. And we were thinking about Palma, and then she's like went off the idea of it. So I'm like trying to come up with ideas. Liv's like, oh, but it needs to be on like the green list. And I'm nearly sure Palma is on the green list. I think we spoke. So yeah, I need to find somewhere on the green list. So let me know what Croatia's like. She just got her second vaccination there on Saturday. Yeah,
so you can go Amber.
Okay.
You both can go Amber.
But you need to do like tests and stuff before you go and come back.
Does that not depend on the country you're going to?
It all depends, and it's very stressful.
It's a mess,
and actually,
isn't it? Yeah.
I don't actually know. Even if we have to, I think I'm going to do them just to be safe, because I don't want to get to the airport after all this. Because I'm not going to lie, it's actually cost a fortune.
Yeah,
which is mad, because flights just to Croatia were like £30 last time we went. You know. So,
well, just do you remember like way back at the very start of the pandemic, and we were all led to believe that it was only going to last 6 weeks?
Yeah.
At the start of that, me and Ashley were looking at booking a trip to, what's this city? Is it Dubrovnik?
Dubrovnik.
Right.
Yeah.
So we were looking at booking a place just like 10 minutes outside of Dubrovnik, and this was a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
And because of the way things had went, the prices just hit the floor.
Yeah.
And it was 7 nights in a 5-star hotel for like £500.
Wow.
And we were like, let's book it.
Dubrovnik's the most expensive part.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out we wouldn't have been able to go anyway.
Yeah.
And with that price, we wouldn't have been able to get a refund. But it's crazy how it's gone from that to now what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was actually so hard to even find direct flights. Like, loads of airlines wanted to do layovers. It's like, we're only going for 5 days. Like, and you know, I don't want a layover for one of the days.
Yeah.
Because they're not even like 1-hour stops. They're like 9-hour stops. So bizarre.
Yeah, it's pointless.
But we got direct flights. We're all good. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so nervous. But I can't wait till we're there. So that's exciting.
That is very exciting. That is. Well done.
Woo!
Right, should we move on to this week's quiz?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it. Winner stays on. So glad Melissa was there to pull it back.
I also got my nails done.
Here, have you checked out her nails? Do you remember she broke her nail?
Look at
it.
Look at that thriving child.
Thriving child.
Look at it.
Doesn't make me want a boat anymore.
Now, yeah. Oh yeah, it's about half. Yeah,
absolutely thriving.
Doesn't make me want to poke anymore, which is nice. Right, this week we are going to do a quiz. I did have one quiz set up, and that was a words in German that sound nothing like
what they mean.
Are. Yeah, and then it turns out I don't speak German very well, so it would have been probably somewhat offensive.
Could have done a Dutch one. How are you getting on with the Dutch?
Still going.
Yeah,
still going. Just every now and again, I'll maybe do like one lesson a day. That Duolingo thing's very pushy. Do you ever use it?
No.
Have you used it, Melissa? No.
No.
It's a great app and it's great to learn on, but like it will send you messages all day if you haven't done a lesson and be like, have you ever thought about doing a lesson? What about now? It's only going to take 15 minutes and like it sends you those notifications to the point where you're like, right!
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then once you do the one lesson, it shuts up for the day.
Yeah.
So yes, I feel like I'm being forced into it by their icons, like a wee green aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I have nightmares about that bloody aisle. Like sort of, yes.
Like on the end of your bed.
Yeah. Literally, like, you didn't do a lesson today. You know?
Here, by the way, speaking of lessons, we're recording this on Tuesday morning. Today is A-level results day.
Yes,
so
that's right.
If you're listening, hope you got the results that you wanted,
and
needed.
You
and if you didn't, don't worry, don't stress
not
out.
Not the end of the world.
Yeah, I know.
Has anybody checked in on what Jeremy Clarkson has said? Because he puts one of these out. He puts,
oh, really?
Every year he puts out like the same tweet, but with like a different,
oh, no, I
don't
really
worry.
I do think it's important to say that, like, at the moment, like in this very moment, it's the be all and end all for you if you're waiting on those results. And it can be really hard if everybody around you gets what they want and you didn't. But honestly, there's three of us sitting here and none of us can really put enough weight on the fact that it does not matter. If you don't get where you want to go this year, you'll get it next year.
It's somewhat embarrassing. Like I got invited back to my old school a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
And there were like different people from my school who had done well in things. Like there was a guy who was a pilot, there was another person who worked in finance, and then it came around to me and the question was, so what like, you know, grades, what results, what kind of marks do you need to be a radio presenter? And I was kind of like,
none.
Nothing. You need no GCSEs. You need no A-levels. You basically need to be able to string a sentence together.
No, you need a little bit of common sense.
Yeah.
And you need a little bit of your wits about you. And you need a little bit of commitment.
Good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you're really digging deep there, like, so you are.
Like, I think we spoke about it before. Like, for me, I obviously education is very important.
100%.
But I think, like, life experience, like, going out and getting experience and, like, jobs and stuff.
I totally agree. Like, I did really well in school, but then I chose to do a degree where you didn't need really good results to get into. And I had results way above what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, like, there was this kind of stigma attached to it that everybody just assumed.
Yeah.
That I wasn't intelligent because I chose to do a degree where you didn't need A's. I got A's. And it's like, I personally made that decision and I absolutely loved it. And I learned so much more about the world, which I think stands you. No, don't get me wrong. Education is amazing. Look at my brother. He's a doctor. He's amazing. He studied really hard. I'm not taking that away from anybody. But like it completely comes down to the person and what you want to do.
Yeah.
And like being a bit more streetwise definitely helps in the big bad world.
Yeah. Like for me, this might be a stupidity on my part, but like I never went and picked up my GCSE results from school. So I don't have those. And it's always
what?
Like it's
that's the maddest thing I've ever heard. Like,
you don't know what you got.
No, I do know what I got, but I never went and collected like the certificates.
Uh-huh.
And it's always like Liv's always saying, "Go get them," but you need to buy them now because it's been so
them,
long.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but my argument is like
no one's ever asked for them.
Yeah, no. Obviously, my line of work is completely different, but no one has ever asked for my GCSE results, and Liv's always like, but what if you need them? I'm like, I'm
never
going to
need
them. Like, I'm just not.
In fairness, any of the tech courses that I applied to afterwards, just like, tell us what you have.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've got a way of looking it up or something. I don't know. But like, they never like bring in the physical certificates.
Entirely depends what you want to do. And if you didn't get what you wanted on Tuesday, don't worry. Like, you'll get it next year. And you might not even need it. Like, you might, your life might go on in a completely different course.
I have just thought up of a topic for a podcast.
Okay.
Bad job interviews.
Yeah, we can totally do that.
Also, one last thing. Jeremy Clarkson's tweet. Have you seen it?
I've got it in front of me here, yeah.
Do you want to read it out?
No, you go ahead. I'll let you do the honours.
If the teachers didn't give you the A-level results you were hoping for, don't worry. I got a C and two U's and I've ended up happy with a load of friends and a Bentley.
Wow.
Couldn't put it better than that, could you?
No.
Nice one, Jezza.
Right, let's do the quiz. So anyway, we're not doing the German quiz because I don't want to offend people with my shocking pronunciation. So what I've done is a quiz of stuff that's happened, like it's been in the news over the last sort of week or two. Some celebrity stuff, some just little bits and bobs that have been on the news. It's basically stuff that I used on my radio show over the last 2 weeks. So I know yous were both listening intently, so you should get 7 out of 7 on all of these.
Yeah.
So, question one.
They say so confidently.
Question one. Which male celebrity was voted the number one guy that men have a man crush
Connor,
on?
I'm going to go with Cristiano Ronaldo.
No.
I'm going to go with Zac Efron.
No.
Connor.
Melissa. Chris Pratt.
Connor.
No.
Chris Hemsworth.
No.
I'm going to go with Melissa.
I will say is they're in the right area with
Connor,
actors.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is the answer.
Yeah.
Well done.
Like Ryan Reynolds is a good looking guy.
That's fair enough.
I can appreciate that. Like
he's funny as well. People want to be funny.
Yeah. Like Ashley will always say to me, do you know whenever your girlfriend's like, oh yeah, he's so hot, and it's kind of like, can you like not say that?
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to Ryan Reynolds and she's like, I'm like, well, that's fair enough. Like
I would let Ryan Reynolds take me out for dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd let him take me out for dinner as well, actually.
Me too.
Wonder
three people here want to go for dinner.
Wonder where he'd take us.
Right, here's question two. That's 1-0 to Connor. Domino's Pizza in Japan recently launched a pizza with what topping?
Melissa, fish.
Connor, salmon.
I'm going to give Melissa the point.
Okay.
Because it is fish. It's fish and chips.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, fish and chips pizza, which I'm not on board with.
I am. Two
fish and chips.
On a pizza?
I'd pick the fish and chips off, have fish and chips, and then have my Domino's.
Have a margarita
I'd have them
pizza.
Both.
So whenever you're ordering the fish and chips pizza, it's like you're ordering pizza and a side of fish and chips.
Yeah, literally.
That's a really good idea. I never thought of that. I wouldn't eat the two together.
I love margarita pizza though.
Yeah.
So
a bit of battered cod on it. Oh,
just people like do put starter chips and on dessert or starter and main. Sorry.
Mm. Well, people do put chips on their pizza. Like that's a thing.
Because you can roll it up and make like a chip buddy out of the
bread. Yeah.
Right. That's one each then. Okay, a new study has found, we actually talked about this last week, I mentioned this to you guys last week on the episode, a new study has found what countries are the best to survive an apocalypse, but what country is the number one?
Connor, you said UK?
UK is not the number one, it's in the top five.
Iceland.
No.
Melissa, Poland.
No.
Connor, Germany?
No.
Melissa, Switzerland.
Connor, no. Spain?
No, okay, so it's not in Europe.
Melissa.
Connor.
Melissa.
I think it's America.
No.
Connor, North Korea?
No.
Melissa. Zimbabwe.
No. Connor, it's got to be China.
It's not China.
Well, I said Japan.
Nope, not Japan. Is it in the kind of right region? It is an island.
Melissa.
What's an island?
It's an island, yeah. So
Connor, the Bahamas?
No.
Connor, Hawaii?
Nope.
It was Hawaii. No, it wasn't.
Not Hawaii.
No.
Melissa. I have no idea. I'm just saying my name. I don't know.
It's a well-known country that is close to another big well-known countries, but both...
Melissa, Connor, Canada!
No.
Connor, Australia?
No.
Connor, New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Boom.
Well done.
I really thought it was Canada.
New Zealand is the number one place you should go to avoid an apocalypse.
Fair enough.
The UK is number 4,
mm-hmm.
and Ireland is number 5.
Really?
So we're in a good position. If that ever hits the fan, we are...
Nah.
We're sorted. You don't think so? Would you not stay here?
No.
We talked about it last week. Once it starts snowing, you're screwed.
Yeah,
do you know? Right, 2-1 to Connor. Okay, question 4 is this then?
Uh-huh.
So which social media platform announced that they were launching videos and photos
Melissa.
That you can view once and disappear?
Twitter.
No.
Connor.
I say social media platform, it's kind of...
Connor. LinkedIn?
No.
Melissa, MySpace.
No.
Bebo?
No.
Melissa,
Connor, Tinder?
No.
Messenger?
Close,
Connor,
but no.
WhatsApp?
WhatsApp. That's the right answer. Would that be considered social media, WhatsApp?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's
social media. I said that before and you argued with me that it wasn't. But
did I?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Because I put it in here as a social media platform. Right, okay.
Maybe
so that's
it
3-1.
Wasn't. Maybe it wasn't you.
That's 3-1 to Connor. So I think if Connor... If you get this, do you win?
I think so, yeah.
It's all right. My quizzes are so good now, it doesn't matter.
I know, I'm looking
it
forward.
It was very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, a full-scale replica of the White House went up for sale in America. How much is it on the market
for? Is this the closest to?
This will be a closest to.
I don't know. 3 million.
Okay, you're going 3 million, Connor.
Dollars.
A full-size
replica of the White House.
Of Lego, did you say?
Sorry. No, a replica of the White House.
Did somebody just built another
somebody
White House?
Somebody built a version of the White House.
Where's that at?
How much does
it's
it
in
cost?
America. What's it on the market?
I'm going to go, well, it's more than 3 million, it's bound to be, so I'm going to go 4 million.
Nope. It is 2.6 million.
Oh, really?
$2.6 million, yeah.
So it's not that expensive.
No. Sure, it's not.
Because that's dollars.
Well, I mean, I doubt it has, like, the
bunkers,
all the stuff that the White House has, you know?
If it's a replica, it should have.
I think it's probably just like a replica on the outside.
Right.
Listen, you got the point.
Thanks.
Well done. Right, okay, so hang on.
How much is the White House?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Priceless.
5, 6, 7. Priceless. Right, so what's that? 2 each? 3 each?
3-2.
3-2, right, okay. Yeah. Where did Team GB finish in the Olympic
Connor
medal table?
I have no idea.
Melissa?
Third.
No.
Connor. Melissa. Fourth.
Connor, second.
Melissa, fifth.
Maybe you said fourth, didn't you? Yeah. You get the point, yeah. So.
Okay.
I knew they were top five.
It's 3 each. So. Well done, Team GB.
Yeah, they were doing really well.
All right, so this is the tiebreaker then.
Go on.
Which country is home?
Why is it always a geography lesson?
I know.
I'm sorry. You did a full geography lesson last week.
I know, but you just loved it.
It was.
Condom.
Condom.
Which country is home to the world's cheapest pint?
Connor.
Melissa.
Oh, Connor. Bulgaria?
Nope.
Reykjavik?
No, it's not in Europe.
Australia? It's definitely
no.
not.
No.
Connor? China?
Nope.
Melissa? Japan?
Nope.
Melissa? America?
Nope, but that side.
Melissa,
Connor? Canada?
Nope. That side of the world, though.
Melissa? I don't know why you say that.
Connor, Mexico?
I don't know why you say that as if I can see the map. Like, I don't know what's over there. I don't know.
Connor, Brazil?
Nope.
Melissa?
Argentina?
Argentina!
Connor?
Well done.
I
was just going to say that.
Oh, no, man. You weren't.
I was, and I said my name first, so just kidding.
So well I won 2 weeks in a row? Well
so done, apparently honey. A pint in Argentina is roughly $1.10. Do we want to go to Argentina?
Yeah, I'm nearly sure pints in Bulgaria are like 50p.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When Curtis says things like, on the right side
literally.
Of the world. I actually want to go over to the other side of the desk and give you a shake.
What
like,
I do.
I don't know what's on that side of the world.
No.
The world is round.
So South America, you don't know what's there?
No.
Brazil, Argentina, Peru. Mm.
Yeah, whatever.
What's the place in Peru? Sexy?
Sexy.
Sexy.
And there's like the atlas and stuff, it's never
accurate.
Like the, yeah, like the countries. I think like Australia is tiny compared to like
yeah.
Russia.
Like, but also, if you, I was reading this somewhere. So if you look at the map, and obviously one side is Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and then way over the other side is the coast of Russia, like
yeah.
Russia's east coast. That would be
mm-hmm.
apparently like between them. If you fold the map around into a globe, there's only like 10 miles between those two.
Really?
So America and Russia are technically right beside each other.
Oh my god!
I think I read that somewhere, but yeah,
don't
there we
trust
go.
Us because we actually don't know what we're talking
no,
about.
No, plus anyway, the Earth is flat, so.
All right, moving on.
Do we want to start that? No.
No.
Melissa's on quiz next week. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Looking very forward
yeah.
to it. Winner stays on. Right, this week we are talking things that are overrated and things that are underrated. What's the in between? Just rated? Perfectly
I
rated.
I would say deserves its rating.
Yeah,
yeah like so, like a 5-star kind of. Yeah.
yeah,
like this podcast. I feel like we deserve our 4.9 stars.
Overrated.
So there's number one. The podcast is yeah. massively overrated. Right. So this week we're talking about things overrated or underrated. You started with Monday.
Yeah, annoyed isn't.
Oh, sorry. Gosh.
Annoyed probably isn't the right word. But
Melissa's skills on the microphone yeah. underrated.
Overrated.
Remember I said you needed hand-eye coordination for being a radio presenter? yeah, it's just like Mondays. I look at Mondays as like, oh, it's the start of a new week. Like, let's kind of get off to a good start. Let's get busy and everything.
Yeah.
I look at Mondays like, are you kidding?
Yeah, Mondays.
Again.
See, Mondays for me are, because we do the weekend breakfast show, I see Monday as my lie-in day.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Which is fine. Like, I'll take a lie-in on Monday. But see, when it gets to 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm kind of like, oh, it's Monday.
See, yeah. For
I need
me,
to get up.
Monday is the only day of the week I feel that I can get up super, super early, because it's the only day of the week that I can go to bed at a decent time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you're not going to bed
at
1 in the morning.
Yesterday, I got up at 7 a.m. to go to the gym at 8. That will not happen at any other day of the week, other than obviously the breakfast show when we get up at 5.
Yeah.
But Monday's the only day I can do that. And then I don't get a lie-in. And really, I should sleep the whole day.
So you think Mondays are underrated as well, then?
I really don't like Mondays, no. I would never, ever, ever say they're underrated.
You see people like Gary Vee who are like, Monday's just another day.
Yeah.
Just go out and smash it. So obviously that's kind of the vibe that you're on.
Yeah.
I really would love Mondays to just be the off day in this 4-day week thing. Like,
that's right,
I just don't like anything about a Monday. I don't like being busy on a Monday. I've said for years that it's my goal to just never book work on a Monday. Like, I just don't like it.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people as well, it's like they may not like their job. As in, like, oh no,
I've seen that meme going around. It's like, it's not Monday, you don't like it, it's your job.
Yeah, and it's like, I suppose one way that you can look at it is, well, if you don't like doing your job, then why are you doing it?
Don't get it.
But it's like, it's harder to say, leave your job and go and do something you enjoy.
So we've got a difference of opinion. Like, we've got all three sides covered here. You think Mondays are underrated.
Mm-hmm.
You think Mondays are overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think they're... they get what they deserve, because we don't know how long we're going to be doing this for. We might end up in like real jobs at some point. And
speak for yourself, I don't have any GCSEs to the show.
You don't even have the certificates. You literally don't have GCSEs to show to potential employers.
I think I worked it out. I think it's like £200 or something to get all.
Is it? My God, £200.
Or I think around about that. I think it's like £30.
You know what?
Or
that's the kind of thing your teachers need to tell you when you're younger.
Yeah,
because. You know, if you just don't go and get it, your teacher needs to ring you. If you don't pick these up, it's going to cost you later in life. Because
like
it will.
Yeah, my wee brother goes to the secondary school that I went to. And he would say to me, like, my GCSE art project is still sitting in his classroom.
I wonder where mine is. I told you about the thing I made for technology, didn't I? The mousetrap.
Yeah, yeah.
Which they wouldn't let me. I don't know where that is. I don't think I ever took that home. I doubt it's sitting like pride of place, and it was literally something to fry a mouse.
On the mantle.
Like, sitting in like the school's trophy cabinet. This metal cage that was supposed to be electrified to fry this mouse. Which is strange because I'm like a big animal rights person. Obviously, I've developed that since school. Right, anyway, moving
traumatized
on.
Traumatized yourself.
I know, moving on. Love Island, overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
Overrated.
Overrated, especially this season. I think you agree with it being this season overrated.
Yeah.
Although we were talking about it on the breakfast show, some of the clips that they put on their Twitter and all, I've started watching because I've seen people talking about them on socials and kind of like, I need to know what this is. I need to know what's happening.
Now.
So I'm starting to get FOMO, which I didn't have with that series where it was like crazy.
Mm.
So I still think it's overrated. I still don't think...
No, it is still overrated.
When it comes to reality TV, I think I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is the king of reality TV. I think it is the pinnacle.
I have to say I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about as good as it gets.
Kardashians?
Overrated.
I think overrated.
Yeah.
I've never watched one single
episode. I don't
watch it.
However, potentially maybe Fairly Rated. Like, it does bring the drama.
Yeah.
I think maybe Fairly Rated, actually. I take Overrated back, even though I don't watch it. Whenever I've watched a clip, I've felt hooked.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at, like, their promotion, though, because obviously they're wrapping up this season, like, the whole series of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
So they're wrapping it all up, and it just happens as Kim is divorcing Kanye.
Yeah.
And then they announce a new show on a different channel, which is basically
The
same thing. And obviously that's going to follow on, so people are going to watch it, yeah.
Are you, like, big fans of reality TV?
No.
Not really, no. Like, I think... I'm a Celebrity is the only one I would actively sit down and watch every episode of because I love it, because there's no other ones that would
do
that.
I used to really like Love Island. I honestly did. But I think any show like that loses its value year on year because it's like the bigger they get, the worse they get because people just not that anybody ever really goes into these things for the right reasons, but I think in the first couple series of Love Island, it wasn't big and people were much more themselves. I lose interest when I feel like people start becoming like fake.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is true or not because I don't watch Love Island, but I saw a load of tweets this week of one of the guys that was in Love Island this year called Hugo, mm-hmm. who got put out and literally said he went in for a free holiday. Doesn't want to be famous.
Do you know what? Fair enough, Hugo.
He's a PE teacher. He doesn't want to be famous. He wants to continue being a PE teacher. He literally went in because he would have been allowed to go on holiday.
Yeah.
Which is great. At least he had a genuine reason.
Liv's watching this thing on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it, Melissa. It's like something lifestyle. It's like these young kind of, I say young, like mid-20s or whatever, our age.
Yeah. Nice and young.
Yeah.
Curtis can't relate.
Hang on. No,
I didn't want to say it.
I saw The Rock tweeting someone today who said they were 34 and he was like, you're still a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you, The Rock.
But yeah, this show, it's like, it's all scripted and everything. And this, Liv was telling me the other night, one of the people in the show, their parents like runs the equivalent of Walmart or something.
Right.
I think it's in like Japan or whatever filmed.
Okay.
And Liv was like, oh my God, watching it. I was like, this is, how are you watching this? Like, it's all scripted.
Aww.
There is one I want to watch. We talked about it on the show again. Sexy Beast, it's called. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh yeah, it looks
so
good.
It's a dating show, mm-hmm. but there's people dress up in these beast costumes.
It's crazy.
But they're so good because they get they don't just have designers. They've got technical costume designers.
Right.
And they make these lifelike. So people are dressed up as foxes and a squid, and there's somebody dressed as a devil. And
they go on dates with each other.
The point is they fall in love with each other's
personality and stuff.
But they're dressed as mental things.
Has that started yet?
It started. It's on Netflix. So apparently it's been going for years. Apparently it was a BBC Three thing, which nobody knew about. Because BBC went online, do you remember?
Yeah.
BBC Three?
Yeah.
Nobody knew about it. And then all of a sudden Netflix picked it up and now everybody's obsessed with it. I do want to watch it. And there is another one I want to watch, Below Deck as well. I've been meaning to watch it.
Yeah, Liv's been watching that. Apparently that's very good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Because it's a load of people who work on these private yachts, mm-hmm. and it's just what they get up to on private yachts, which I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Do you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Melissa, have you got anything overrated or underrated?
Yep. Overrated. Starbucks.
Wow.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to agree with you.
The coffee is really not that nice.
Yeah, McDonald's coffee's better than Starbucks.
I like Costa the best. If you've ever had a McDonald's hot chocolate, it's the wateriest.
Not getting sponsored by Starbucks. Definitely not McDonald's.
No, Costa's better. And Del Piero's is better.
I was just about to throw that curveball in there.
Very nice.
Everybody goes to Starbucks because it's this big thing that you want to be carrying a Starbucks cup.
The white cup.
That's wrong. It's overrated. And I know you all agree with
me. Going to Starbucks is like keeping up with the Joneses, isn't it? It's just having, I went to Starbucks.
Don't get me wrong. I still go all the time.
Yeah.
If anybody sees me with a Starbucks cup, don't come for me. But I'm just saying, it's overrated.
Have you ever seen Melissa with a Starbucks cup? The contents is likely to be pink as well.
No.
It's likely to be a unicorn frappy macchiato or something.
I like their blonde roast and it's nicer coffee.
Do you ever make coffee at home in a cafeteria?
No.
From ground coffee? No.
Scott does.
No.
I don't.
Right.
No.
So
I don't really like coffee though.
Go to Starbucks, right? Or Tesco or any of the supermarkets and pick up a bag of Starbucks House Blend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Do you like the smell of a coffee shop when you walk in?
Yeah.
So if you open that bag of House Blend, your coffee or your house will smell like that coffee for about 3 days.
So just use that as an air freshener, really?
That's what I do. I mean, I make coffee with it too, but I will. See, coffee's worst enemy is moisture, but sometimes I just leave the lid off because it smells so good. And you know what smells good? Because Ashley hates coffee, and whenever I did it, she walked in, she was like, it smells amazing in here.
Oh.
Starbucks House Blend. It is very much underrated, I would say. But the actual coffee itself, overrated.
One thing that I've thought of, avocados.
Avocados? Do you know what? I would have said overrated, but it's only recently that I've started eating guac.
I've never had avocados.
I've never had an avocado.
No.
Don't know.
I'd love
I'm
to have
fence
like,
about that one.
Yeah, see, avocado on toast.
See, when it comes to like smashed avocado on toast and stuff like that, I think it's overrated.
Yeah. I love smashed avocado on toast. If you put some chili flakes in it, you know, make it like some pumpkin seeds. Love that. Hate it if you order avocado on toast and the avocado on toast comes like and the avocado is sliced. Oh my gosh. Wow.
What a sin, slicing your avocado.
I hate it because it's not being mashed and then you can't spread it like a paste or a butter. Like, so I'll tip the avocado off the toast, get my fork and start aggressively smashing it.
It's like massively overrated.
I think it's okay.
I would say,
overpriced too,
I would
isn't
say
it?
Slightly overrated, not massively overrated.
I would say
slightly.
I would say overrated in the sense that when sometimes you go to the supermarket and you've got a plan when you're going to use the avocado, like you're going to like, right, that'll be ripe in 4 days.
Yeah.
And then you've
it's
got like 1 day to use it.
It's the most thing in the world because sometimes it'll ripen up by that evening.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll take 2 to 6 working days. Like it's so annoying.
You've got to like plan out when you're going to have that avocado.
And you can't because your sourdough goes off. It's very frustrating.
This is like the most like first world problem I've ever heard. Like, your sourdough goes off and your avocado's not ripe.
I stopped buying avocado because I can't get my head around it.
Yeah.
And the only ones that are ever ripe is if you buy them in the 3-pack, but I don't want 3. I'm only giving myself a treat of avocado and toast for breakfast one day this week, but the other 2 will go off. It is honestly
so
stressful.
For me, avocados themselves, very overrated. However, guac, I wouldn't say guac is underrated because people rave about it and I do too. And I think it is very much where it needs to be in the rating system. So avocados are going overrated?
Yeah.
Slightly, right, very slightly.
Mm, I think more than slightly. I think they're very overrated. Okay. I hate the buying process of an avocado. Do you know?
I agree. I mean, I've just had a tantrum over it. So.
You have, to be fair. Going out. And I know this is something we haven't done in a while, but going
There's
out on...
There's no way you can say that's overrated. Because...
No, I haven't finished.
Okay.
Going out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Absolutely.
Overrated.
I'd rather go out on Halloween night.
I love Halloween
I think Halloween, like from a DJN kind of perspective, I think Halloween is a bigger night than New Year's Eve.
I've done a couple of New Year's Eves and they're good to DJ at.
Mm-hmm.
Would I go out on New Year's Eve to party in a nightclub? Absolutely.
No,
you could not pay me to do that.
No.
Halloween's great as a DJ because you don't have to dress up. And whenever anybody asks what you are, you're just like, I'm a DJ. Literally dressed up as the job. For me, going out New Year's Eve, probably one of the most overrated things in the world. It's expensive.
I remember like there was a time that there was a club in Belfast that was charging £40 entry on New Year's Eve.
Call them out.
El Divino.
No.
Oh, it's not about anymore, so it doesn't matter.
What's it called? Nye Plastic?
Yeah.
I remember it back then.
I went out there
on Halloween when I was in university, when I came home for Halloween.
Yeah?
Mm.
What were you going to say, Matt?
Is Plastic still open as a nightclub, is it?
Is
it going to open again?
I don't know. I think, like, I remember that they tried to turn the remember, like, the lounge in El Divino?
Yeah.
They tried to turn it into a coffee shop to, like, attract the businesses around.
It's weird. Well, I suppose the business, because there's a lot of office buildings there, but, like, as a coffee shop in such a weird place, isn't
it? Yeah.
So,
and it's called Plastic.
Apparently,
and I could be wrong here, but this is what Ashley told me, because Ashley used to work in El Divino as, like, one of the hostesses.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
That building that El Divino was in
used
to be the Belfast City Morgue.
I thought it was a church. Might have been either one before.
Could have. She told me it was
Belfast City Morgue.
Because she used to be like, oh, I had to go up the back stairs again tonight. What's wrong with that? Well, it used to be the morgue.
Yeah.
Like, that is creepy. I've never been, like, I've never,
it's
I've DJed it once or twice.
Probably a building filled with rumours as well, you know, like stories.
Yeah. So apparently that was the Belfast City Morgue, which is, I'm
all
for, having a nightclub in a quirky place, but a bloody morgue. I don't know whether that's true or not. But.
And we will not be saying it's true because when nightclubs reopen, we want them all to do really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, no, it wasn't a morgue. It used to be El Divino.
Which
they
was charged great.
£40 quid on a New Year's Eve.
But I had a great night out in there, the only one time I went.
It was. I liked it in the summer because they had the wee terrace that overlooked the water.
Yeah.
I liked it. That was nice.
Yeah. This might be one for you, Melissa.
Uh-huh.
Going for brunch?
Absolutely rated, perfectly fine. In fact, underrated. Brunch is my favourite activity.
You do love brunch, don't you?
I think it's underrated. I think it's the best thing you can do because if you are not up early enough, as I never am, for breakfast, right?
Yeah.
But you're not ready for lunch. I think brunch is the best thing that was ever created, and I'm not hearing any different.
So that settles that argument.
Well, where do you stand in brunch?
I've said this before in the podcast. I've never really been to brunch. We're going to, Liv wants to go, when we're in London this week, Liv wants to go to Sassoni's for brunch in Mayfair. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that on the Saturday. But it's just like...
I've just never been a lunch person. I like breakfast, but I'm not an early riser. So for me, it's it couldn't be more ideal. It's perfect.
See, for me, it's like if I'm up late, I'll wait until lunch, but I would rather have a breakfast and a lunch and not miss out on a meal.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
No, you see, I'm opposite. I just want brunch. It's so sexy.
I'm going to say it's overrated, to be honest.
You are actually disgusting.
Because... Jesus. The only reason is because I like three meals a day.
Yeah.
You know, if you have brunch, you narrow down the amount you can eat.
Yeah, but you can have more snacks.
You can still have the same amount of snacks.
Yeah.
No. Not if you're in a calorie deficit.
Well, we're not.
Yeah.
You are. I mean, you chose that life. Do you know what I mean?
It's not that much of a deficit. It's fine.
Melissa, what's on your list? Overrated or underrated?
Right. I've been saying this for years. Years and years and years. And the thing is, I like it. So I'm saying it's overrated, but I like it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get that out there. Okay. In fact, when I do not know what to have, I'll have it because it's reliable and you know what you're getting.
See, if you say brunch.
Nando's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I get that. I do get
that. Like when we were in university, we used to, because I went to uni in Liverpool, and the Nando's in Liverpool was at the top of the shopping centre, and you would queue for an hour to get into Nando's because everybody just went to Nando's.
Yeah.
And like all my friends were like, this is glorified KFC.
Yeah.
Like it's chicken and chips.
Yeah.
Which it is, but I really enjoy it. Like I enjoy the vibes. I enjoy the food for what it is. Is it overpriced? 100%. Is it overrated? Also 100%. But do I like it? Yeah. Am I willing to take that overrated thing and enjoy it anyway? Yeah.
Okay. On that subject, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree with that Nando's is overrated, but I do like it.
Yeah,
and I will go at any given opportunity.
I just love the vibe. I like the interiors. I like the music. I like the sauces. I like the way you pay before it comes down. I like the menu. But it's chicken and chips.
Yeah, it's overpriced.
Yeah. On that subject, right, and this is one I'm going to float with you guys because I've never eaten here because I'm physically not allowed to.
Yeah.
Five Guys. Yeah. Everybody raves about
it. It's delicious but massively overpriced.
Yes, it's, yeah.
Is it overrated?
No. No,
I think it's accurately rated.
Is it good?
It's fine.
It is very good, but the last time I went for a burger and chips, I think it was like 16-17 pound for a burger and chips.
Yeah, the only reason I know is because Scott went the other day and I wasn't having a burger because I googled how many calories was in one burger and it was something like 900. Maybe it was 800 or whatever. But I had a bite of his burger and I was like, holy goodness.
Yeah,
like, I'd say, and I know you're all going to be in uproar, I would say better than Bunsen.
Oh, no. Now you disgust me.
You haven't tried it.
Well, that is true.
And you can't fry because of the peanut oil, yeah.
So, so I've never even stepped foot inside a place, but apparently there's just bags of peanuts everywhere. Like they give you free peanuts or something.
I've never seen that.
Have you not?
No.
Somebody's winding you up.
Do we know it's peanut oil?
Apparently so. Apparently it is peanut oil.
Okay.
And like, do you know what? I have an appreciation for, like, I'm all for, you know, places letting you know that, mm-hmm. You know, they use nuts and stuff like that. But I have an appreciation for somewhere that goes, you can't eat here, you have nuts. And I'm kind of like, you know what, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
At least they're sticking by what they, you know, what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I would say...
I think it's the chips that are cooked in peanut oil.
Yeah, I don't think, like...
The chips, I remember saying, they're the best chips I've ever tasted.
Mm.
Oh, great.
And you get, like, millions of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know...
Better than Bunsen?
This is what I'm just going to say. I don't know if it's better than Bunsen.
If you say that it's better than Bunsen, we will literally fall out.
I don't know if it's
but
better.
But you're torn because it's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's better than Bunsen, but the burgers in Five Guys are bigger than Bunsen.
I'm better. Sorry, Curtis.
They're not. I know for a fact they're not better.
Okay.
I know that. Right, okay.
What if all this time, like...
Listeners, on Instagram, What's Happening Podcast.
Yeah.
Which is better, Bunsen or Five Guys?
What if for all this
Bunsen's
time...
Bunsen's better priced.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I'm talking about flavour.
Yeah.
No, Bunsen still wins for me.
You haven't tried it, so you
don't
know.
I don't need to.
For all this time, you have thought that they cook in peanut oil? What if they don't?
What if and they don't? I know.
You need to check
that. I'll be straight there. I actually want you to go check out, and then you'll come in and be like, lads, they are better than both.
I'm afraid to walk into the building because people have told me like stories that there's just nuts everywhere.
Yeah.
No, there's not. No, I've never seen
like a nut or a bag of nuts in Five Guys.
Right. Who's going next? Because while you're going, I'm going to Google this.
There's listening to the radio. I think that's underrated. Obviously, we're going to say that because it's our job.
It's the most underrated thing. You should really check out your local radio station.
I've always liked listening to the radio. Do you know what I think's underrated?
What?
Reading.
Yeah, I enjoy reading. I love even reading. Though it takes me ages to read.
I think reading's wonderful.
Yeah.
Can you eat at Five Guys with a peanut allergy? Five Guys only uses peanut oil. If you have an allergy, you're out of luck.
But like, how?
That's on the Five Guys website. That's so savage, isn't it? Like,
how severe is your allergy? Like,
yeah, just bring an EpiPen with you. Like, the burgers are good enough to go into like a cardiac.
My doctor told me I'm not allowed to like do that.
Right.
I'm not allowed to like use it as the way he described it is. I'm not allowed to use it as a party trick.
Yeah, use it as a way out.
Apparently, people do that. Apparently, people like will have a few drinks and go, "Here, watch this.
Oh,
eat a couple
goodness.
Of nuts, swell up." Use the EpiPen. And so apparently don't ever do that ever, but that's what the doctor said to me. He's like, people have ended up in NE from doing that because they've used it as a party trick.
Yeah,
well, that's silly.
You notice like a load of lads, someone will be like, use your EpiPen, go ahead, crack on. Don't ever do that. I'm not advocating that at all.
No, don't do that.
Right, so where were we? The radio. Listening to the radio.
I actually love listening to
speech radio.
Yeah, like Talk Sport and stuff.
Talk Sport or LBC or stuff like that, just simply because we listen to music all day.
Yeah, I think as well, like, radio has kind of took on another meaning over, the last 16?
Over the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's been a companion. It's been like for a lot of people it has, actually.
Yeah, it's been like a wee comfort blanket, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It has.
Yeah.
Okay, radio, underrated. Here's one for you. Converse shoes.
No, they're rated.
I think they're rated perfectly, yeah. For a while, they were all I wore, to the point where, my daughter was like, wore shoes that
Converse
have an arch.
Converse is brilliant. You can wear them at any age. Mm-hmm. Toddlers look so cute in Converse.
Yeah.
Adults look great in Converse. You can get them in any colour. You can also get platform ones that increase your height. You can also wear them to lift weights in the gym. I think they're a great shoe. In fact, I think they might be underrated.
There you go.
Underrated, really? Actually, yeah.
I think Converse are brilliant.
You can wear them with anything.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you see people all the time wearing them, like, you know, like the edgy couples who get married and they wear Converse with their wedding dress and stuff like that.
You can wear them with your wedding dress. You can wear them with your formal dress. You can wear them anywhere.
And regardless of the fact that they have no arch and give your foot no support at all,
you
still find a way to be really comfy.
That's what I was going to say. Like, would you recommend lifting weights in Converse?
No, but everybody else does. If you're flat.
When it comes to lifting weights, your feet are supposed to be flat.
Oh, really?
I got the Metcons because you need your feet to be grounded. Because you need to, like, it's got to be like as flat as it can be. That's why people wear Converse.
So you can get there's special shoes for squatting and special shoes for deadlifting as well. Like whenever you're doing like upper body stuff, you can wear whatever the hell you want. But for like squatting and deadlifting, you are supposed to wear flat shoes.
I can't do any of that.
Ashley just bought a pair of them. So she did. She'll always come home and go, I just bought new shoes. And my first question is, how much? And she was like, they're the Nike Metcons. And I was like, I don't even want to know.
How much
you just spend in those shoes, don't tell me.
It's like the shoe of the gym I go to, like everybody wears them, so I felt like I didn't belong until they got a pair.
The ones she bought were beaut. Like they're white with like a tealy kind of greeny blue.
Yeah, I saw those
script.
Ones.
They're really nice.
I think they're stinking shoes, like I do.
They
think
great.
They're the ugliest shoes I own because they're just flat and minging.
Yeah.
But everybody in the gym wears them, so I had to get them.
This one might be for your radio show, Melissa. Putting sad music on while you're sad to further your sadness.
It's perfectly rated. To cry along when you're heartbroken is just like, I don't know why we do it, but we do it.
It's funny, you don't put on happy songs when you're happy, do you? You don't like go and find a happy playlist whenever you're buzzing.
No, but everything makes you happy. Like just music makes you happy, you know?
Have we got anything else before we wrap up then?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
On this list, we'll wrap up with this one. On this list that Connor's clearly reading from, I'm reading from the same list.
Oh my God, I made mine up.
From
Cuzfeed.
Well, no. So one or two of mine were made up.
Yeah,
like I made them up myself. Here's one we'll finish up with, right?
Uh-huh.
Go on, Commando. Underrated.
Yeah, underrated,
Underrated.
What the heck?
I think it's probably more of a guy thing, Melissa.
Right.
Let things breathe.
Yeah.
You know?
Weirdos.
Like Sleeping Commando is amazing.
Yeah.
What if the scary man under the bed grabs your foot?
Scary man's not going to want to know once he pulls the covers back, is he? He's like, ah, mate, no!
These are weirdos. Don't like it.
Is that where we'll wrap up?
Yeah, we'll finish on a high.
No, do you know what? We'll finish with this one because this is one I was going to say earlier on. Okay. Social media, overrated or underrated? I think overrated.
Overrated, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's your job, though.
I know, but I don't know. I think for the younger generation, it is too rated, which isn't overrated. I think there's too much importance put on it.
Yeah.
And I wish that it didn't exist for them because I think it's not a good platform.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's an amazing platform.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
If used correctly.
Yeah. I heard something the other day when I was listening to a podcast that... So this,
you mean this isn't the only podcast you listen to?
No.
Wow.
So this is the generation now that are like growing up with all this technology. Like you look 10 years ago where the iPhone was.
Yeah.
Like, so our parents didn't grow up with like all this technology. Their parents, so our grandparents, grew up when cars were like just around. And then their parents was like, there was no cars. No, maybe would TVs
like,
be around? Might
not have been colour TV. Yeah, like black
and then
white.
Like before, like their parents, it was like horse and carriage, and there was nothing.
and
it's just like it just in such a short space of time, and like not
it's
even
definitely accelerated.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
See, I was reading this thing the other day, just while you're talking about how far the iPhones come.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article that Apple are like making their own museum, right? And they're saying it's gonna like. This museum is going to be like the progression of Apple from their computers back in the 1980s,
mm-hmm.
their very first ones up to now, and phones and stuff like that. And they were like, you know, you'll be able to go to this museum and like look at things like the iPod Nano. And I was like, mate,
still
I don't need...
One.
There's one in my drawer.
Yeah.
There's one in my drawer. I don't need to go to a museum to see it. Yeah. Like,
oh, I miss iPods. They were class.
They were so simple. Sometimes...
It was too small because you didn't actually have... You didn't have the options that you had on.
Clipped it on, didn't you?
I had the little short tall one. What was that?
Was that not the Nano?
Well, then what was the tiny little square one?
Oh.
The Super Nano or something. The Nano 4.
It was the one that had the wee screen on it.
And all it had was a tiny screen.
Mm.
Yeah.
You could do more on the Nano, the long tall one. Mine was pink and my sister's was purple.
Yeah.
Oh, it's scary how far technology has come, isn't it?
Like, I miss the iPod Nano. Like, I thought it was class.
Like, it's so mad that, like, the stuff that kids have to deal with on social media nowadays is pretty horrendous. Mm-hmm. Whereas for us, it was somebody knocking you out of their top 16.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And that was a game changer then. It's like, this is savage.
It's mad. Like, this is like one of the most, not the most powerful, like, this is more powerful than like some computers in your hand.
Yeah.
And like, it's mad. Like, how far technology has come in such a short period of time.
And on that note, for me, social media overrated.
Yeah. Come on, Melissa, get off the fence.
Melissa can't give an answer. It's literally her job.
It's just that, like, it can be so brilliant, but...
There's a lot of different faces to the argument.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get into them because we don't have time.
It's too difficult. I love... I genuinely... Like, you all know I love social media. So I can't rate it. Could I live without it? Yeah,
no.
I wish we all lived without it.
Yeah.
Could I earn a living without it?
I would like to have it there. I would like to live without there being so much importance on it, like you say.
Yeah.
Do you know? Anyway, that is it for this week's episode. You can pop onto your Instagram. You can tell us whether you agree with those. Give us arguments against what you think. Give us some options of what you think might be overrated and underrated. And while you're there, you could potentially be this week's listener of the week. Melissa, take it away.
Well, listen. All we want to know is... Is Five Guys better than Bunton? Let us know on the What's Happening Podcast Instagram. Send us a message and that'll let you be listener of the week. If you do want to give us 5 stars, head on over to Apple Podcasts. That would be great.
Yeah, that's a great one. Get involved in the debate. Is Five Guys better than Bunton? If you haven't tried them, go and do it this week.
Not
if you have a nut allergy. stick with me and go to Bunton. And then you could be listener of the week. If you choose Bunton, you will be this week's listener of the week. So
No. No.
Sounds like a bribe.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I don't think we're physically allowed to do that.
I'm gonna rescind that. Can't hack it. Curtis would be so devastated if there's a burger better than Bunsen.
No, there's no burger better than Bunsen. Right, thank you for listening this week. Enjoy the rest of the week ahead. We'll catch you back here next Friday morning. Guys, see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.